The Ghana Prison Service has announced the opening of recruitment for new officers. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Chief Public Relations Officer of the service, Vitalis Ayer, cautioned members of the public who want to apply to desist from dealing with middlemen. He asked applicants to deal with only approved staff of the prison's headquarters or the Ghana Commercial Bank.
The prison service has advertised to recruit people into various areas of our office. The fine details are in the advert. So I advise anybody who wants to join the prison service to buy today's edition of the Ghanaian Times, pages 16 and 17, carries the details. That will make you know whether you are qualified to buy the form and fill. You buy the vouchers from any commercial bank in the country from the 30th. Registration will start on the 2nd of June and end on the 19th of June, 2016.
With this kind of massive recruitment, there is the likelihood of some form of fraud or corruption in there. What are you doing to ensure that the process of recruitment is monitored and sanitized?
That is why we have just told the public in the advert that apart from doing business with the prison service and the authorized bodies, like the Ghana Commercial Bank that was selling the e-vouchers, nobody should purchase anything from any other person. Like we used to do, people were asked to go to centers or buy forms and fill and submit at a fee. This time around, the only point of sale for the e-voucher is at any commercial bank branch in this country. And it is 100 Ghana cedis for the voucher, in which you find a PIN and a serial number. These are the things you use throughout the recruitment processes. So you are going to have no contact with anybody, not even a prison officer, except commercial bank staff who will be selling these vouchers to you. So nobody should be deceived to buy anything from anybody for now.
Okay, so staff who are caught in this kind of corruption, what is going to be done?
They'll be dealt with swiftly and severely because staff members are aware that with recruitment, there is a group that is handling that and it is centralized for now. So any staff caught in this act trying to sell a form or any other thing with regards to the recruitment system will be dealt with severely.
What is the total number of recruitment we're looking at?
We can't put a figure on the numbers now because it's like an exam you're writing. So you buy the form. If you qualify, then you go to the next process. Well, we're talking about general duties. That will take quite a number. People who are eligible are SSC holders. We're talking about even medical officers, registered nurses and psychiatric nurses as well, agriculturists, technical officers, electricians, plumbers and masons, woodworkers, welding and fabrication technology people, motor vehicle engineering and mechanics, then refrigeration and air conditioning repairers. These are the areas we are going to consider for recruitment for now.
That is-